Yeah, my first memories are going out with my grandfather when I was probably only 5 or 6 years old, going out with a horse and cart across the sands to nets that had been set out there, and we would go to look at them and take the fish out and straighten them up and so forth. And because when I was young, before the Second World War, my father had gone to work at the steelworks at Barrow for a while because fishing was so bad at that time, it was difficult to make a living. So it was mainly with my grandfather and uncles that I started to learn about fishing. And when I became sort of 10 years old, I used to go with my uncle, my mother's brother. By that time, my father was in the Royal Navy anyway, called up in the Second World War. But I used to go with my uncles, particularly my Uncle Bill, my mother's brother, and I learnt fishing from him mainly. He was an excellent fisherman. And I used to go with him, and you were expected to work like men. You know, you didn't go there and play as a boy. You had to work. I also remember cockling was a very hard job, manual hard job. And sometimes the sand could be nearly as hard as concrete. You were banging on it and it would be really hard. And sometimes it would be quite soft and sort of half quicksand, if you like. But I remember saying to my Uncle Bill one day, "It's hard here, Uncle Bill." And he'd say, "Aye, but thou'll have to be as hard as it is." And that was all the answer you got. No sympathy at all. And if you were going out early in the morning, say 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, just give you a shout and you had to bounce out of bed and go. But I really enjoyed it. And I enjoyed working with those men who had been fishermen all their lives and knew every aspect of it. And one learned quickly from people with that experience.